KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, currently 51 degrees under mostly clear skies here at the KJAN studios. Overall, should be a pretty nice day as we're looking for a high of 72 degrees today under partly cloudy skies, although it could be a little bit on the windy side with those northwest winds 20 to 35 miles an hour. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson, KJAN News, as the news is brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call, 243-2260, for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In the news this morning, a meeting will be taking place tonight regarding the possible closure of Cumberland's post office. Cumberland Mayor Virginia Coughlin called a special meeting. She says the focus of the meeting is to answer questions from the public about the possible post office closure.
Well, somebody from Steve King's office is going to be here to answer questions. That's the main focus. Just what we need to do to keep it open.
And she says the general feeling around town about the closure...
It'd be another empty building on Main Street, and we're a small town. We need our post office.
The meeting will be held tonight at 7 o'clock at the Cumberland Community Building. KJAN News Time is now 7:07.
Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260.
Officials had to evacuate a Council Bluffs neighborhood because of a natural gas leak that was started by a copper thief this morning. About a dozen houses were evacuated before dawn today, while officials searched for the source of the gas leak. Residents were allowed to return to their homes at about 6:30 this morning. Council Bluffs police say the gas leak came from a vacant home where someone had been trying to steal copper pipes. Officials believe the thief cut the home's natural gas line and water line while trying to steal the copper. Police arrested a teen suspect in the theft and recovered the stolen copper. The affected neighborhood is a couple of blocks east of Interstate 29 on the west side of Council Bluffs near 36th and B Street. An Iowa high school was put on lockdown Tuesday evening for a short time. Dallas Center Grimes High School was put on lockdown during a volleyball game Tuesday evening when officials noticed a suspicious person walking along Highway 44 near the school. The person reportedly looked to be carrying a rifle and a bulletproof vest. After calling 911, the school's doors were locked and officials were put on high alert for any suspicious activity that might occur. At the time of the lockdown, a volleyball game was taking place at the school. Authorities eventually arrested Michael Jensen, who is being held in the Polk County Jail on $100,000 cash bond. Winterset residents are being asked to conserve water at the levels of the lake that supplies the city's water level continues to drop. The level of Cedar Lake is at its lowest level since 2006, and reports say that the 65-acre lake's level gets lower each day. The city's water utilities manager says there hasn't been any significant rain since July, and with little rain in the forecast, the city is taking steps to keep more water in the lake by asking residents to voluntarily conserve water. Officials say if the lake falls another 2.5 feet, the city will have to buy water from Southern Rural Iowa Waters Association, and residents are being asked not to wash cars, water their yards, or run water when they brush their teeth. Well, instead of their usual morning ride, kids from dozens of Iowa school districts will be hoofing it to class next Wednesday as part of International Walk to School Day. Nick Sabinski, director of Safe Routes to School program at the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, says the leaders of 46 schools in 29 Iowa cities have signed on for the event, including schools in Atlantic and Oneida.
Every state in the country and 40 countries around the world will be participating and just having kids walk or ride the bike to school on that day so they can really see how easy it is to not be dropped off by mom or dad in the morning, but they can walk a mile in 20 minutes or a half mile in 10 minutes. Get a little exercise before the day starts, and hopefully have a better day in the classroom.
He says walking to and from school has huge benefits for a child's health, the safety of streets, and the cleanliness of the environment. Studies say children need at least 60 minutes of physical activity every day, and he says walking to school is a great way to start doing that.
If we're getting more kids walking, our goal would be that the communities will recognize that and then look to improve sidewalks and crosswalks and get more signage around schools to make parents feel more comfortable and kids feel safer when they're making the trek to school.
Once again, schools in western Iowa participating in the Walk to School Day are in Atlantic and also in Oneida. And now taking a look at state news, a new section of the Raccoon River Trail is expanding and will connect 15 communities, creating a loop northwest of Des Moines. Reports say that a new section from Waukee to Dallas Center will be completed next. Three more sections to be completed will create a loop of 72 miles overall. The trail follows an old railroad route. A former Fort Dodge police officer has pled not guilty to sexual abuse and extortion. Reports say that 46-year-old Galen Hint entered his plea agreement in writing earlier this week. Hint is accused of sexually assaulting a woman on April 6th. Des Moines is among eight pilot cities chosen for a new global initiative on entrepreneurship and startup businesses. The Des Moines Register says that the Startup Foundation is a construct of Startup Weekend and the Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City, Missouri. Startup Weekends are events at which entrepreneurs and startup supporters share ideas, form teams, and launch companies. KJAN News Time is now 7:13.
Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260.
In our funeral announcements, 92-year-old Nedra Lacey, who was a longtime resident of Atlantic, died on Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Nedra Lacey will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 80-year-old Melton C. Jacobson of Oakland died on Monday at the Oakland Manor in Oakland. Funeral services for Melton C. Jacobson will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 87-year-old Howard L. Merriman of Guthrie Center died on Monday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Howard L. Merriman will be held tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 96-year-old Laura Schmitz of Wisconsin and formerly from Harlan died on Sunday. Massive Christian burial for Laura Schmitz will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 76-year-old Sylvia Carr of Greenfield passed away peacefully on her home on Tuesday. Funeral services for Sylvia Carr will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. 79-year-old Hazel L. Newton of Lewis died on Wednesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Memorial services for Hazel L. Newton will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. And 94-year-old Mercedes Bowers of Manning died on September 19th in Colorado. Funeral services for Mercedes Bowers will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. And that's a look at news on KJAN, as the news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call, 243-2260, for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs.